DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Here are the radio listings for the 7 days beginning Saturday the 25th of July, compiled by Wendy and read by Jilly. Starting with Saturday the 25th of July, and a reminder that the BBC proms are in full swing and can be heard on Radio 3 at various times each day. On Saturday, there are proms at 2 p.m, 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. They continue throughout the week, mostly at 7 p.m. There's a celebration of a comedy classic paying tribute to Some Mothers Do Have 'Em on Radio 4 Extra at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. A collection of 5 Victorian love stories by authors including Oscar Wilde is on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Then, from Archive on 4, comes The People's Pool, exploring the story of the Govanhill Baths in Glasgow, on Radio 4 at 8 p.m. Moving on to Sunday the 26th of July. The castaway in Desert Island Discs is legendary cinematographer Sir Roger Deakins. It's on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. While Desert Island Discs Revisited features the Olympic rower Catherine Granger, on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. A new 17-part series of the nationwide general knowledge quiz Brain of Britain starts today on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. News from Nowhere is an adaptation of the 1890 novel by William Morris, his utopian vision of a future England which has left industrialisation behind. Radio 4 Extra at 6:30 p.m. In Unreliable Narrator, a violent assault during his teenage years erased nearly all of Stephen McCall's memories. Charting his journey back to hope and happiness, he reveals how he has had to piece together the story of his life on Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. And from Our Own Correspondent is on Radio 4 at 9:30 p.m. Turning now to those programmes which are broadcast at the same time every day from Monday to Friday. In The Time of My Life, we meet retired professionals spending their senior years in care homes that cater for specific trades on Radio 4 Extra at 9:30 a.m. every day this week. There are stories featuring the gentleman thief Raffles on Radio 4 Extra at 6 a.m, 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The book of the week is Confessions of a Performative Male, in which the author, Darren McGarvey, asks probing questions about masculinity. On Radio 4 at 11:45 a.m. each day this week. Small Island is a dramatisation in 15 parts of Andrea Levy's 2004 novel exploring empire, prejudice, war and love in Jamaica, England, America and India. It's on Radio 4 Extra every day this week and beyond at 8:45 a.m, 1:45 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. Patricia Hodge reads an adaptation of E. Nesbitt's fantasy novel The Phoenix and the Carpet on Radio 4 Extra at 3:45 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. The composer of the week is London-born composer Alice Mary Smith, 1839 to 1884, on Radio 3 at 4 p.m. every day this week. The book at bedtime, Wild Dark Shore, continues on Radio 4 at 10:45 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now, some individual programmes to listen to through the week, starting with Monday the 27th of July. How Did We Get Here? No World Order starts a new series exploring the background to current conflicts on Radio 4 at 9:30 a.m. The conversation brings us a discussion on the different strengths of men and women on BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. Gertrude Stein and the Liberation Fruitcake, described as a kitchen monologue by Patricia Hannah. Sounds intriguing. It's on Radio 4 Extra at 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of The Kitchen Cabinet on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. While Just a Minute, hosted by Sue Perkins, continues on Radio 4 at 6:30 p.m. Some suggestions for Tuesday the 28th of July. In Invisible Hands, The American Century, David Dimbleby charts how, in the middle of the 20th century, America became a superpower and began to shape the world around it. This new six-part series begins on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. and is repeated tomorrow at 9 p.m. In A Fork in the Road, BBC correspondent Gary O'Donoghue reports on a sheep farm situated in the middle of the M62 on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Lucy Worsley's latest series, Lady on Trial, today brings us the story of protester Connie Bolam, who during the Second World War became the first woman to be sent to prison as a conscientious objector. It's on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Jamaica, Shaken, Not Broken, explores the impact of last October's Hurricane Melissa, which devastated many of Jamaica's 1,600 places of worship, and follows the efforts of volunteers to salvage their sacred spaces. It's on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented as usual by Peter White on Radio 4 at 8:40 p.m. Moving on to Wednesday the 29th of July, The Missing Hancocks brings us another recreation of a lost classic on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. In the series United Kingdoms from 2021, writers reflect life across the UK. Today's programme explores the idea of shelter on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Choral Evensong comes from Gloucester Cathedral during the Three Choirs Festival on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. In Map of the Moon, Siddharth Khajuria examines how people perceive the moon. Starting with some of the earliest lunar maps, he works with moonlight to illuminate thornier questions about our own behaviour on Earth on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. To round off the evening, actor and folk music fan Michael Sheen sits in for Mark Radcliffe on The Folk Show on Radio 2 at 9 p.m. Moving on to Thursday the 30th of July, Natalie Haynes stands up for the classics, begins a new seven-part series with Alexandria, the Science, revealing the creativity and breadth of the scientific inventions made in that ancient city on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. In Art That Conquered the World, James Fox examines Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring, asking why it has become so dominant while other masterpieces by the Dutch artist are now less well known. Radio 4 at 9:30 a.m. In a programme from 2002 in the series Great Lives, the subject is jazz giant Louis Armstrong on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Year Tides, Lunusa, is a drama infusing storytelling and song and inspired by the myths and rituals surrounding this pagan harvest festival on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. In This Natural Life, this week, nature writer Patrick Barkham takes Martha Kearney on a butterfly spotting trip in Foxley Wood, Norfolk's largest ancient woodland, on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. BBC Inside Science is on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. And James Marriott and a guest share their thoughts on a topical issue in Radical on Radio 4 at 11 p.m. And finally, to Friday the 31st of July, the series Soul Music this week looks at Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. Classical Live brings us some highlights from this week's proms, last month's Alborough Festival and more on Radio 3 at 1 p.m. Living on the Edge today meets the warden at the Bird Observatory on Spurn Point in the East Riding of Yorkshire on Radio 4 at 2:45 p.m. Gardener's Question Time answers listeners' questions on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Enjoy your listening week.
Hello, this is Demi welcoming you to your Audio Describe TV programmes for the week starting Saturday the 25th and ending Friday the 31st of July. And thanks to Christine, who has written this week. So, starting with Saturday, film buffs have a great Saturday in store with movie choices throughout the afternoon and evening, but the day starts with the usual Channel 4 American Sitcom Fest from 6 a.m. through to 12:35. The first of the film choices is at 7 a.m. on ITV, Sean Connery as Bond in Diamonds Are Forever. Then at 12, Prue Leith welcomes Alison Hammond to her Cotswold kitchen on ITV, while BBC Two has The Great British Sewing Bee. The classic 1940s romantic drama Casablanca is on BBC Two at 2:50 p.m. Comedy with Night at the Museum on BBC One at 3:50 and fantasy adventure Nanny McPhee at 4:05 p.m. Into the evening, and Jamie Cullum is the guest star in episode 2 of The Piano on Channel 4 at 6:30. ITV has a Deal or No Deal celebrity special at 7, and BBC Two continues Chris Packham's story of evolution at 7:30. Your evening film options are motor racing drama Gran Turismo at 9, mystery thriller The Infernal Machine at 11:40, both on Channel 4, and over on BBC One, the epic Gladiator at 10:20. But if that's not for you, there's BBC One's Casualty at 9:10 p.m. and the start of a new series on ITV, The Staircase, a US true crime about a woman found dead after reportedly falling down a flight of stairs, but the police soon focus their attention on her husband. You have two episodes from 9:15 p.m. Now on to Sunday. The American comedy sitcoms run from 5:55 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Channel 4, while over on BBC One, you can travel the North Wales Pilgrim's Way in Pilgrimage at 10:30 a.m. and visit Long Marston in Warwickshire for Bargain Hunt at 12:15. Fern Britton's Inside the Vets is at 11:30 a.m. Tom Kerridge Cooks Italy at 12:30. Love Your Garden is at 1 p.m. and Deal or No Deal Celebrity Special at 2:10 p.m. all on ITV, while over on BBC One there is an appeal on behalf of Tourette's Action in Lifeline at 1:55, followed by The Mating Game at 2:05. You have two afternoon film options: fantasy comedy Doolittle at 3:05 on BBC One, and Roger Moore as James Bond in Live and Let Die at 3:10 on ITV. Alternatively, you might enjoy Our Farm Next Door at 3:55 p.m, followed by Britain's Favourite Railways at 5, both on Channel 4. Or Homes Under the Hammer at 4:35 and Celebrity Escape to the Country at 6, both on BBC One. A new documentary, Force of Nature, examines how life on Earth is impacted by the sun. The series starts on ITV at 7 p.m. At 9, acclaimed jazz artist Hiromi is the star guest on Channel 4's The Piano. It's the penultimate episode of ITV's The Dark. And a new series starts on BBC One, The Rapture, a psychological thriller based on the best-selling novel by Liz Jensen. There are four films to conclude your evening choices: The Forgiven at 10 on Channel 4, Taxi Driver also at 10, and The Elephant Man at 11:50, both on BBC Two, and I Am Legend on 10:30, BBC One. While ITV examines the 2006 plot by terrorists to smuggle liquid explosives onto transatlantic airliners in Terror in the Skies at 10:20. Now, for the programmes which are on at the same time, same channel, each weekday. In the mornings, Channel 4 has episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond from 7:45 a.m. and Frasier from 9:10 a.m. While over on BBC One, there is Animal Park at 9:30 a.m. In the afternoons, Channel 4 gives you Find It, Fix It, Flog It at 12:10, Narrow Escapes at 4, Chateau DIY at 5, and American Pickers at 6. While on BBC Two, you can join the Hairy Bikers Bakecation at 2:45 and Earth from Space at 4:15. With BBC One following The Travelling Auctioneers at 4:30. Then it's the regular soap slots, EastEnders, 7:30 on BBC One every weeknight except Friday, Emmerdale at 8 o'clock, Coronation Street at 8:30 on ITV. Now for Monday. BBC One's Homes Under the Hammer is at 11:15 a.m. and ITV's Dickinson's Real Deal is at 2. Then it's into the evening with Just One Thing at 6:30 on BBC Two, which examines how borrowing a pet could reduce your blood pressure. Fletcher's Family Farm continues on BBC Two at 7:30, and the series Dover 24/7, Britain's busiest port, on Channel 4 at 8. At 9, you have four continuing series to choose from: BBC One's The Rapture, BBC Two's Evolution, Channel 4's 24 Hours in A&E, and the final episode of ITV's The Dark. Mortimer and Whitehouse visit the Lake District in Gone Fishing on BBC Two at 10, and there are more Secret Lives of Gypsy Wives on Channel 4, also at 10. Actor Toby Jones explores his family history in Who Do You Think You Are? At 10:40 on BBC One, and the case of American influencer Alexis Sharkey is examined in Murder Gone Viral at 10:45 on ITV. You've two evening film choices: Hope and Glory on BBC Two at 11:05 and the Alan Bennett classic The Lady in the Van on BBC One at 11:40, while ITV continues its Love and Death series at 11:40. On to Tuesday now. You can visit the Carmarthen Antiques and Flea Market in Wales for BBC One's Bargain Hunt at 12:15pm. Then your evening choices start with BBC Two's Just One Thing at 6:30pm with Zoe Ball prescribing 10 minutes of sunshine a day for a man with a history of heart attacks. Still on BBC Two, you have Rick Stein's Food Stories at 7 with Rick discovering the history behind the Yorkshire pudding, followed by Amazing Hotels at 8, this episode taking you to the Six Senses Hotel in Ibiza. Also at 8, there's The Great British Sewing Bee on BBC One and the start of a new series on Channel 4, Hotel Chocolat Unwrapped, which takes you behind the scenes at one of Britain's biggest independent chocolate brands. Two new series start at 9 on BBC Two, The Vampire Lestat, Interview with the Vampire, which is based on the novels by Anne Rice, and on ITV, Cold Case Forensics, The Death of God's Banker, a documentary exploring the casebook of forensic scientist Dr. Angela Gallup. Also at 9 on BBC One, the series Murder 24/7 continues, and on Channel 4, it's The Undeclared War, followed by Gogglebox at 10 and First Dates at 11:05. You also have a film choice, action comedy, Bad Boys at 10:45 on ITV. Next, your programmes for Wednesday. Terrace properties in Yorkshire, Cheshire and the Midlands feature in Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15am on BBC One. Then your evening choices start at 6:30 with BBC Two's Just One Thing. Roman Kemp discovers how a nightly hot bath could aid sleep and reduce the risk of heart disease. At 8 o'clock, you can choose between BBC One's The Repair Shop, BBC Two's Saving Lives at Sea, or the start of a new series on Channel 4, Extraordinary Extensions, which follows British homeowners as they embark on ambitious home extension projects. Lucy Worsley investigates the gunpowder plot on BBC Two at 9, while Murder 24/7 continues on BBC One and The Undeclared War on Channel 4. At 10, you've 24 Hours in A&E on Channel 4 and Inside Number 9 on BBC Two, followed by Uncanny at 11. You also have an evening film choice, Roger Moore as Bond in Live and Let Die at 10:45 on ITV. And so to Thursday. Can dark chocolate lower the risk of diabetes and boost our brains? Find out in Just One Thing at 6:30 on BBC Two, which is followed by Escape to the Country at 7 and Digging for Britain at 8. Over on ITV, Tom Kerridge cooks Italy at 7:30, and at 8 o'clock you have Fake or Fortune on BBC One, which features a landscape believed to be by French artist André de Rayne, which, if authenticated, could be worth hundreds of thousands of pounds. Also at 8, Renovation Rescue returns to Channel 4, with the team coming to the aid of families who have had bad experiences with builders, followed by Murder Case, The Digital Detectives at 9, and all three episodes of Don't Date Brandon from 10 into the early hours, a true crime documentary about two women's experiences with the same man. Meanwhile, on BBC One, Dame Harriet Walter uncovers her mother's secret role in Allied intelligence during the Second World War in Who Do You Think You Are? The chase around the world continues on ITV, and it's the second episode of The Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frank on BBC Two, all at 9 o'clock. Your evening choices conclude with two episodes of Murder 24/7 from 10:40pm. And finally, Friday. In the afternoon, you have The Hairdresser Mysteries at 2 o'clock on BBC One, and Hippos, Africa's River Giants, at 4:15 on BBC Two. Clive Meary learns about the life-enhancing benefits of press-ups in BBC Two's Just One Thing at 6:30, and Durham's Easington Colliery Band prepares for a concert to mark the 75th anniversary of one of the region's worst pit disasters in Our Lives at 7:30, followed by the Granite Harbour series at 8, both on BBC One. Also at 8, it's Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich on Channel 4, and at 9, you've Bergerac on BBC Two and 2 episodes of The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox on ITV. The comedy series Anne Droid continues at 9:30, the final 2 episodes of Austin from 10:40, and the Oscar-winning drama Scent of a Woman at 11:35, all on BBC One. And Chef Michael Roux hosts a masterclass for Inside the Langham, Britain's first grand hotel, at 11:55 on ITV. Well, that's it for this week. We hope you find plenty of programmes to enjoy, and we look forward to updating you again next week. Bye for now.
TNF Soundings.